Coming back here on Sports Talk Chicago, Joey Christopoulos. You can follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Filling in for John Zach Gluhl here on Sports Talk Chicago. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're with Larry Hawley right here talking Bears, and now we're going to talk a little Chicago Cubs. As of this taping right now on a Tuesday, the Chicago Cubs are 500 baseball right now. Did not play well, even though a great pitching performance from Justin Steele against the division-leading Milwaukee Brewers right now. I guess I'm going to give you a little bit of a buffet, Larry. The team defense has not been great this season. The bullpen has blown over 10 saves. There's been injury problems, and the team in clutch situations, specifically runners in scoring position, has been anemic to say the least. So which one is the biggest red flag for you right now with the Chicago Cubs team 54, 55 games into the season?
You know, offense comes and goes and wanes, and I think the Cubs are still trying to figure that out. The bullpen is concerning. I think you had hoped that Alzolay was going to be able to keep up what he did last year and have that great streak. It didn't happen. I mean, he's injured. You know, we'll see if he's able to come back. I think he was to be evaluated 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and see if that hasn't needed a surgery. So you've relied on Neris to do some closing, and maybe he ends up being that guy. Maybe the Cubs end up trading for that. The bullpen is concerning. The starters have been pretty decent. Kyle Hendricks, unfortunately, I don't know if we're seeing like a Jake Arrieta like we saw in the final years with him, but, you know, Kyle's really struggling to find anything to get going, and it's a shame because he's, you know, obviously he's holds such a great position in Cubs lore, and you know what he did there in 2016, and in fact for a few years before, and of course a few years after, you know. But Assad has been really good as a starter. I think Steele's just going to come back. He had a really nice effort on Monday against the Brewers. Unfortunately, again, Cubs didn't have good defense with the Madrigal error. Bullpen couldn't hold it, and they couldn't score any runs. I think offense comes around. I don't really have – that's probably for me as a bullpen. Where are you going to get arms? Where are you going to find people? Where are you going to find those things? I think hitting can kind of figure itself out, and Council will probably be figuring that out here a little bit as they try to shuffle, you know, where you're going to go here. What are you going to do? Is PCA going to come back up? You know, I think Madrigal still has some options left, so if you want to send him down and he's struggling – it's a very interesting position for the Cubs to be in a couple of ways, because I think some people hope when you bring in Craig Council here that, you know, he's going to be that difference maker where you're going to go up the 7 to 10 wins that you did. And right now the Brewers are going up and he left them. So it's a little bit of a weird situation. You know, I wonder like what will happen with Michael Bush. You know, is he going to be somebody there? I know Brennan Davis, I think he's dealing with injuries again, but I know he was tearing it up a little bit. Do you bring him up? Do you give some of the younger hitters that shot? I think it's just an evaluation process for the Cubs. If you look right now, it's that bullpen, because I think the starters have been solid. Hitting, you kind of think, comes around when they find the combination. But they need arms in the bullpen, and if they don't have it, then you're going to have to look to trade some capital. You're going to have to figure that out. You hope Alzolay can come back. Maybe if he gets healed up a little bit, he can rediscover that magic he had last year coming out in the closer role. I don't know. I guess to me, it's the bullpen. It is still very early in the season. They are not falling apart by any means like the Sox are. Or, you know, the Sox the last 2 years have completely, you know, pretty much sank their seasons in 2 months. So I think that there is some time to do it. I think this team could be a fast closer. But yeah, there's some concern. It's probably disappointing for fans who were hoping this would be a team that maybe gets out to that hot start. Maybe you're 4 or 5 games up heading into June.
Before we get to the offensive side, I want to stick with the bullpen for a second. And to be very fair, Larry, the White Sox tanked their team in 20 games this season. Mm-hmm, yeah. they tanked it. They were like 3-18. They did that mm-hmm. hard and fast and early to save us all a whole bunch of time. Mm-hmm. But I digress. When it comes to the bullpen, from my view, is that there's a little bit of some hubris going on, I think, in the front office specifically. So I'm curious to see what direction you think they should go in, because I think a lot of fans want them to go outside the organization to make a move right now via trade and bring somebody in. As you mentioned, maybe chip away a couple of those prospects to bring mm-hmm. someone in that's proven. From my vantage point, it looks like a little bit that Jed Hoyer was really kind of banking on a guy like a Julian Merriweather being there. He got hurt right out of the gate. As you mentioned, Alzolay being the closer, ineffective and then hurt. And now I think they're possibly hoping that maybe some of these in-house options or some of their depth is going to help them get through it. Are you buying or selling, you know, a guy like Ben Brown in the late innings to possibly be the balm for what's ailing this bullpen right now? Or do you think eventually they are going to have to look outside this organization to bring somebody into that eighth and ninth inning specifically to close down games?
Well, I think at this point, when you're looking at the Cubs, and here's something I want to preface it. At this point, if you're the Cubs, you brought in Craig Counsell. You're not here to finish 5 games out of the of you know 2 games out of the division, win 82 games, and not make the playoffs. They're in a playoff make mode now. They are in a big market mode now. You are going to make that trade. So I think they do go outside the organization. I'd be very shocked if they didn't do that. And I think they could do it for a closer. Hoyer's been relatively patient when it's come to that. He has not really been done anything crazy to try to, at least in my mind, go after that thing. I wonder how much that patience is tested when you went out and got Craig Counsell. When you make that move, you do so to make that happen. I think they may try to hold on to as many prospects as they can. Maybe a Ben Brown comes through for you. Maybe a Neris discovers himself and becomes your closer. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think that there's so much unknown in that bullpen. In my mind, it's kind of hard now not to think they're not going to do something, because I don't think they're just going to sit here and let a season get away. Last year they let things get away. They had a terrible schedule to finish, and it caught up to them. I don't think they'll let, and well, actually, I'll take that back. I was at two of those Pirates games, which they lost, and kind of killed them a little bit too. I just think that they're not going to be, this isn't 21, this isn't 22, maybe to some degree 23, where you were building your team back. They're in the mode now. I fully expect a trade if they're close. I think they'll go get a closer if they can. I think if they can do it and not give up everything, they'll do it. The Cubs are in win now mode. They have to be in win now mode. You just can't do that now. You're the Cubs. You're big market. You've gone out there and you've gotten Craig Counsell. You've signed Cody Bellinger to a good deal for, I think, both sides. You've made these moves to be competitive right now. So I think they will make a move outside the organization. I would be very shocked if they did not make a move. And I would maybe not be surprised if they made a really big move and they moved one of their prospects to do it. They're in win now mode. You're not waiting.
Yeah, the reason why I think I would be so surprised if they stayed in house is that we're 54, 55 games into the season. And typically by now, a lot of these guys should know what their roles are in the bullpen. And they've had to continuously switch them up in and out a little bit, where you take a guy like Hector Neris, they're now asking him to close games a little bit. You take a guy like Wes Neski or Ben Brown, they've asked them to open games and start games, play middle dog in the middle of a game, and also maybe play, pitch in the eighth inning of games. So a lot of these guys have taken on a lot of different roles. And then Mark Leiter Jr. is just like, whenever, he's been the Swiss Army knife, the indispensable piece that they've been trying to lead in there. So I think outside the organization is probably the only way that they get them in line a little bit, where everyone can start to know their roles. And we know, okay, sixth, seventh inning, we're going to see him. Eighth inning, we're going to see Neris. Lighter for lefties, because you can get lefties out and maybe open up that ninth inning role.